How did you come to meet Blue? How'd you find him?
I found Blue through this sociologist who works with former combatants, both after the Civil War in El Salvador, works helping them reintegrate, and now he's been working with, there's only really two main gangs in El Salvador, the 18th and the MS, and he's working with both of them, helping people reintegrate into mainstream society if they try to get out of the gangs. And it was through him that I ended up meeting Blue.
And why is Blue willing to talk?
He's willing to talk because they really believe that they are doing good in the community. They believe that their gang structure helps the community. It provides security, and it replaces what the state isn't giving. It's a substitute for this state that has failed people. They feel like without the gang, there wouldn't be any security there. There wouldn't be people organizing, getting water to some of the houses that don't have water, that nobody would deal with refurbishing this community hall that they're refurbishing at the moment. He feels that it's a very positive social structure with rules that can be very strict, but that it's actually a good thing, and they're doing something that nobody else is doing for the community.
And he didn't feel that talking to you would put him in jeopardy of being arrested or that the authorities would crack down on him? Or?
Nope, they didn't. They weren't. They're not concerned about that. They feel like they get harassed by the police all the time. He didn't want to give his real name, but he didn't feel, they don't feel threatened at all